World War I conceived the League of Nations. It was an international organization where nations came together as one to establish peace and to vow that a world war would never happen again. Nonetheless, a second world war erupted, and this further consolidated the nations around the world, where we now went from a League of Nations to a United Nations. It's estimated that on October 24th, 1945, this is when the United Nations came into effect.
The attempt by men and women of freedom-loving nations to create a plan for world peace. This conference of the United Nations was conceived by the late Franklin Delano Roosevelt, one of the leading architects for a world security organization that could put an end to all wars on this earth. So to this city on the shores of the ocean named for peace came 1,300 representatives of the 46 United Nations, delegates from nations large and small, and from many countries devastated by war. They came from near and far, from cultures ancient and modern. Through press and camera, men and women, soldiers and civilians the world over, followed this meeting of the nations, praying for its success. The newsreel cameras were the eyes of the world, recording this historic endeavor.
Many years of planning came into this, but typically world wars, what they cause and do, is for the agenda of the Antichrist to be fulfilled. And that is further consolidation of different corporations, which you like to call countries. But at the end of the day, these world wars, what they do, is essentially enact what they desire. And it's the same thing that Nimrod desired in Genesis 11. And we're now at a day and age where the word World War III is simply thrown out there. This past week, Trump threw the word World War III various times.
We're very close to World War III, and people don't realize it. We're closer than we've ever been, I think, ever since World War II. But this would be the war of wars because of weaponry. This isn't, as I say, two army tanks going back and forth shooting at each other. The level of power, the level of weaponry that there is in the world today is so bad, is so dangerous, is so bad.
Donald Trump has claimed re-electing President Joe Biden could lead to World War III.
Bill Gates himself, not only did he mention a World War III, but he said that it's either a World War III or a pandemic.
There are some questions that keep even billionaire philanthropist and entrepreneur Bill Gates up at night. Will there be another pandemic? Are global tensions going to reach a boiling point, sparking a global war? What would push us to that precipice? While Gates, a father of three, is optimistic about things like AI and eradicating deadly diseases like polio, he remains concerned about either a widespread war or another pandemic. He cited a lot of unrest in the world at the moment, which could spark a major war. And when speaking to CNBC, Gates stated that even if that conflict is avoided, there will be another pandemic, most likely in the next 25 years. The Microsoft co-founder was unimpressed with the global response to the COVID-19 pandemic and said crucial lessons have been ignored. He was critical of America's response to the crisis, saying, quote, "The country that the world expected to lead and be the model fell short of those expectations."
Poor Bill Gates, he says he can't even sleep at night. The man can't even sleep at night because he's thinking either we're going to have a huge World War III or a pandemic. But either way, trust in Bill Gates, he says. He is here for you, America. He's here for you, world. He's ready and able to help out, whether it's with a World War III or a pandemic. Trust in Microsoft. They will lead the way. Genesis 11, verses 3-4. Do you see? "Then they said to one another, come to, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly. They had bricks for stone and they had asphalt for mortar. And they said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make us a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth." When you hear these people and these entities speak of these things, know that what they're speaking is what's in their heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. How many times do presidents have to talk to you about a new world order for you to understand that their agenda is a new world order?
Nothing less than a new world order. This is the pledge of the world's most powerful leaders, representing 90% of the global economy. Thursday's G20 summit, they say, has changed the rules of the game.
And since then, we established a liberal world order, and that hadn't happened in a long while. A lot of people dying, but nowhere near the chaos. And now is a time when things are shifting. There's going to be a new world order out there. And we've got to lead it. We've got to unite the rest of the free world in doing it.
First, a new world order. Presidential decrees cascading from President Trump's pen.
It is a big idea. A new world order where diverse nations are drawn together in common cause to achieve the universal aspirations of mankind. Peace and security, freedom, and the rule of law.
Well, we get to a point like this when these are individuals who are blinded by the devil himself. You know, Revelation 12:9, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. So Satan is deceiving. He's a deceiver. He's a slanderer. He's a liar. He comes as an angel of light, so he will justify the evil deeds and actions that people will do in the name of nationality, even in patriotism. The things that we would do to make sure that we defend patriotism. Yet imagine if we had that same zeal towards preaching the gospel and spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's a sad state of affairs because the end of any of these individuals that are doing such wicked deeds, whether it's planned and this is all an illusion to distract us all, or whether these are lessons that they're forcefully having you go through, just like when you went to school and they had lessons. The lesson that you better know your place. The lesson that if they can do this to him, who are you to do anything against that? You see, it's a form of social justice, social score, the American style. No different than the social score in China. The only thing that over there at least is in black and white. Over here, you never know if a tweet from 10, 15 years ago will come and bite you. And with artificial intelligence, the movie Minority Report is becoming more and more reality every single day. Every single day. And I have a video coming out on that very, very soon. So subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed yet. We have weekly videos and live streams. But the end result of any person who allows the devil to deceive them to such an extent that they're willfully sinning, that they're willfully doing such things that are diabolical, you know, Revelation 6:15, and the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every freeman hid themselves in dens and in the rocks of the mountains. Have you ever Googled to check how much money is spent in this nation in bunkers? The amount of bunkers that we have in this nation and every nation around the world. You see, the leaders that play a part in a lot of these things, they understand. They understand that judgment is coming. They're prepared. They got bunkers upon bunkers. They have seed vaults upon seed vaults. They're trying to study how to go to a different planet because they understand that judgment is coming. And while judgment is coming, you have all sorts of types of different people in the hierarchy of the elite system. And within that hierarchy, they're all doing their part to rebuild the tower.
Because there will be another pandemic. And there's so many lessons about how we weren't prepared, how we should have handled things differently. And, you know, when that's clearly in our mind, those investments need to be made.
You mentioned being ready for the next time, and you warned about this last time. Let's take a brief look at a 2015 warning you issued.
If anything kills over 10 million people in the next few decades, it's most likely to be a highly infectious virus. If we start now, we can be ready for the next epidemic.
How ready was the world for this, say on a scale of 1 to 10, and how about the U.S.?
The U.S. gets a low score because the understanding of how to get diagnostics up to scale early to stop the exponential spread, you know, if that had been done well, we would have been more like an Australia or a South Korea, where the death toll is less than a tenth.
And through many of these predictive films, and we'll leave a couple of videos at the end of this one for you to catch up on many of these things that we're talking about. Through many of these propagandas of pandemics, future World War IIIs, future alien invasions, alien signals from outer space, Elon Musk telling you that we have to leave Earth before a World War III. He's literally telling you that constantly, that a World War III is coming. When and if such a thing occurs, expect that to be the thing to possibly unite the world as one. Just as World War I brought the League of Nations, World War II brought the United Nations, World War III may just unite the world as one, and they may need one common opponent for that to happen. And with the rise of AI and with how many conversations they're now having telling you that AI is going to help them find some sort of an alien signal, some sort of an alien afterlife, some sort of a parallel universe, I often think of the words from Ronald Reagan when he said, "Imagine how easy it would be to unite the world against one common opponent."
In our obsession with antagonisms of the moment, we often forget how much unites all the members of humanity. Perhaps we need some outside universal threat to make us recognize this common bond. I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world. And yet, I ask you, is not an alien force already among us?
And if that common opponent is some sort of an entity, which they like to call alien, but you and I know they're simply fallen angels and entities. If that one common opponent shows up today, as Ronald Reagan said himself, how easy would it be to not unite everyone as one? So I don't understand why these people just keep on throwing World War III, World War III, World War III out there. What they're really saying is that a new world order is coming. And all of these nations are trying to see which corporation is going to run it, whether it's a socialist version of it or a capitalist version of it. If you know anything about how all of this works, the kingdoms of this world are fighting for the kingdoms of this world. And if Revelation 13 has anything to do with the mark of the beast and it warns us about anything in regards to financial systems, you know darn well that whether they're capitalists, whether they're socialists, whether they're communists or the libertarians, persecution is at the door. And I pray that as they continue this slander against humanity and as they continue this stage of fear-mongering, preparing people for a World War III, essentially, or a pandemic, that we stay focused on our Father's business. Because just like they're preparing for a World War III or imminent contact or whatever they want to call it, a pandemic, we have to stay about the Father's business and preach the gospel and reach people and reach the harvest. These distractions are just that. Distractions. But pay attention. Pay attention and know that the clock is ticking, and redeem the time, for the days are evil. Heavenly Father, thank you for all that you do for us every single day. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your love, and thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Heavenly Father, because in the midst of all of these threats that are out there, there's a lot of fear that can pop up with these threats. Yet you are able. Yet you are still God. Yet you have already overcome, and yet you have warned us the beginning, the end, all of it, not for us to fear, but for us to be ready, for us to stay ready, and for us to endure unto the end, not by our power, not by our might, but by your Holy Spirit, by your power, by your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Thank you for passing by. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you think these videos are worth a share or you pressing the thumbs up button, please consider doing so. Also, for those that are interested in supporting this ministry, thank you for even considering doing that. On the screen, you're seeing a video. This video that's going to pop up is from our daily encouragement channel. If you're looking for some daily 1 to 3 minute videos that are just going to encourage you and get you going in the mornings, check out that channel. It's a free channel. We also have services on Wednesdays and Saturdays on there as well. So subscribe to that channel. It's a secondary channel we have. And God bless you. All right? Jesus has already won. No fear.